It's time now for our series, Patient Files, your stories of illness, healing, and coping. In this edition, Michael Downing, a writer with a remarkable tale.
Well, for me, the story always begins with the death of my father when I was 3 years old because it was an inexplicable event. He was 44 years old, apparently healthy. He and my mother were in bed. It was in the middle of the night. And he coughed a couple of times and went into the bathroom and coughed again. My mother walked into the bathroom and found him on the floor, and she knew at that moment he had died. He had what was diagnosed as a massive heart attack, which had a kind of boastful quality about it, as if it took something massive to fell my father. And then about 25 years later, one of my brothers died in precisely the same way that my father died, total heart failure. And it takes one of my sisters starting to put together that story, there may be more of us at risk than we understood. I found out in March of 2004 that I carried a mutation associated with the condition of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is a hardened and enlarged heart. So essentially the heart becomes increasingly inefficient and finally can simply stop, so that the first symptom, I was told, would likely be my sudden death. I wasn't terrified. I wasn't happy. It seemed like incredibly bad luck. And I was offered the option of having installed in my heart an ICD, a cardiodefibrillator, if this gene did actually manifest and give me the symptom of trying to kill me, the defibrillator would shock me back to life. So it sends an electrical signal to the heart, and it does this in a very simple way. It's inserted with an electrical wire through the vena cava and anchored into the heart muscle. They gave me one of these defibrillators. They threaded the electrical wire through my vena cava. They stuck the thing in my heart. And 6 weeks later, I felt an articulation of pain through my vena cava. And when I took off my shirt, I saw that there were red lines protruding from the area I used to know as my heart. It turned out that along with my ICD, the hospital had given me staff. The only way to deal with the profound infection that I had by then, which was brewing in my chest, literally bubbling, I could feel the active infection when I put my hand across my heart, was for them to perform an explant surgery. I'd never heard of that before. And I actually took out my date book in the doctor's office as if we were going to schedule this. And he said, we're going to do it now. They rushed me into emergency surgery because they thought I probably had a couple of hours to live. So this device that had been given to me to prevent my sudden death was about to cause my sudden death and had to be removed. So now they have saved my life and left me at risk of sudden death. And then it takes 4 months to clear out that infection. In December of that year, they implanted a second ICD. The one innovation was a new generation of these wires that they insert through your vena cava into your heart, and all was well. Then 1 year later, I discover by reading the Wall Street Journal that that new wire that's been threaded into my heart is subject to a recall because it tends to fail. That is, it frays in the vena cava. I finally convince the hospital to remove that device and put in a new device. That's a double surgery, an explant and implant surgery in the same day. That's the last of the major surgeries I had. It has never fired. I have never required it. And with every passing year, I'm told, it becomes more and more unlikely that I will need it. You know, I'm kind of fond of the heart. Mine has been reliable so far. It's done well by me. It's done everything I've asked it, which I can say of very few people in my life, for instance, you know, so it's been a rather good companion.
Michael Downing explaining a frustrating set of medical encounters related to a genetic condition called sudden death syndrome. Ari Daniel produced this piece.